Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
'Tis the season for vaccines. It's flu shot season, there is a new COVID vaccine, and then there is the RSV vaccine. Should you get that one? Yale Medicine infectious diseases specialist Dr. Scott Roberts joins us on The Record on WCBS. Dr. Roberts, good to talk with you. Let's start with the basics. What exactly is RSV?
RSV stands for respiratory syncytial virus. And this is a virus that circulates every winter, and it's now being called one of the big three in conjunction with COVID and flu. And the reason it's important is that it really impacts the extremes of age, both the very young and the very old, in ways that most normal viruses that circulate don't. And so for this reason, you know, in the healthcare system, we do get pretty concerned about RSV coming into the winter season.
It seems like we've really started hearing about RSV only the past few years. Has it been around and there's just now a focus on it?
It's been around for some time. And the reason everybody's focusing on it now is because until this year, we couldn't do anything about it. So it didn't really matter. We don't have a treatment option. We don't have vaccine options. So whether we do a test and find out if you have it or not, it really doesn't change anything. But now we have vaccines and we have monoclonal antibodies and other therapeutics we can offer. And this is really all of a sudden happening. We now have multiple tools available to us for preventing RSV these winter seasons. And so that's a new development and leaves me at least with a lot of optimism going into this winter season.
In layman's terms, is RSV a cold, a flu? We know it's not COVID. What is it?
Well, it's similar to the common cold, and I think most people don't need to worry about it. And you're going to have simple common cold symptoms, you know, runny nose, sore throat, maybe a fever. But if you're really young, usually under the age of two, you can get a lower respiratory tract infection. So trouble breathing, needing oxygen, going on a ventilator. And then some people, the elderly people over the age of 65, certainly with risk factors for disease, such as low immune systems or immunocompromised status, it can happen there as well, where the disease progresses to this lower respiratory tract infection and pneumonia.
Now let's look at the RSV vaccine, and I'll go back to our opening question. Should we get it?
Yes. I will make a caveat here that not everybody is authorized to get it or recommended to get it. And right now it's restricted for those over the age 60, really regardless of medical problems, or pregnant women, with the goal of protecting the newborn after delivery once the pregnant woman is vaccinated. So if you are pregnant between 32 to 36 weeks gestation, or if you're over the age of 60, regardless of what other comorbidities you might have, you would qualify for the RSV vaccine, and I do recommend getting it.
Does it work? Does it prevent you from getting RSV, or is it like the COVID vaccine where you may still get COVID, but you're not going to be as sick?
The initial studies show it does work. About three quarters of the time, it prevents RSV infection. And then the protection against severe disease, such as hospitalization and death, is actually a little bit better than that. So I do recommend that people go out and get it. And the goal of vaccination really isn't so much to prevent infection to begin with, but more so to prevent the bad outcomes of infection, such as needing to go to the hospital, getting oxygen, and dying.
You know, when we bring up vaccines, some people express concerns about the mRNA COVID vaccines. Is the RSV vaccine mRNA? Sorry, it's a lot of letters.
Great question. No, this is not. This is a more tried and true strategy using a protein-based vaccine. It's not a live vaccine, so there's no risk of getting infected with it. But it is an older vaccine strategy, and just until now have they been able to stabilize the vaccine to induce that robust immunity. And so it is relatively safe. There are ongoing studies and long-term follow-up studies looking at any potential adverse events that could be related to the vaccine. When the CDC and the ACIP and the FDA reviewed all of this, they showed some signals in those who got vaccinated. They also saw some signals in those who did not get vaccinated and got placebo. So there weren't any obvious upticks in the people who did get vaccinated, but obviously this is a new vaccine, so that's something that's going to be monitored over the next few months to years.
And I don't want to let you go without asking you about RSV protection for children. What's available there?
So I am very optimistic about this, but there's a new monoclonal antibody that has been approved that is being given to children under the age of 8 months, and can actually be given to really any newborn, which provides up to 6 months of immunity against RSV. And the initial data looks great. You know, I am very optimistic for this. I'm expecting a baby myself, so I'm thrilled to be able to be given this option. I have heard there are supply challenges right now, and the CDC actually came out with a guide about who should get this, essentially triaging it because the supply right now is not meeting up to the demand.
Is the vaccine for children, is that a shot as well?
Yes, it's an intramuscular injection. It's a single dose. And I do want to note that it's not a vaccine. It's actually an antibody. So it actually is just giving the immunity to the newborns. So if those are concerned about vaccine for any reason, this is actually a completely different type of therapy. For me, I think I definitely recommend this for anybody who does have babies to be talk with their healthcare providers about whether they qualify for this and also whether they have it in stock and it's available right now. And I know many places it's not.
Yale Medicine infectious diseases specialist, Dr. Scott Roberts. Great information. Dr. Roberts, thank you for talking with us.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.